When I started doing the wake-up call, I wanted to put out a podcast every morning about thoughts and reflection. I also wanted to tie people into what it is that I do and the experiences I have through this unique job. I'm just going to level with you. I'm sitting at a picnic table right now, and I fucking hate picnic tables. They're not comfortable. They hurt your back. Restaurants only use picnic tables because they want you to leave. But I'm sitting on a picnic table looking at a half pipe. I'm in the basement of Lincoln Design Co. And when I look at a half pipe in the basement of a design studio that's covered the walls with skateboard decks, I realize something, that your dreams can be your reality. Just because you grow up doesn't mean you have to grow old. These guys are successful and they're killing it and they're doing what they love. And I know there's a lot of cliches on do what you love, it'll make you happy. You have to make some sacrifices because that's just called being an adult, but you don't have to sacrifice it all. You can find peace, you can find a middle ground, and I believe you can find what makes you happy. You just have to dig around for it. You have to dig inside of you for it. And it's not going to come easy, but it will come if you have patience and persistence and pay attention to the 10-year-old inside of you. I think about all the time. If 10-year-old me could see 43-year-old me, he would be so out of his mind impressed with how everything happened. And as long as that kid keeps driving me, I know I'm going to end up someplace that's amazing and awesome. So I'm sitting here at a picnic table, which is the part of life that I hate, but I'm looking at a half pipe and a room full of skateboards. More skateboards than most skate shops have. And this is everything that 10-year-old me would have just gone nuts for. And it feels good to make him happy because not all your dreams are going to come true, but those that do, those are the ones that rule. And just sitting here right now in this moment of peace in Portland, Oregon, on my own on a road trip, it makes me realize how many blessings I have. And looking at this half pipe, this mini ramp, this is my wake up call. I'm your host, Mark Bricky. I'll be back here tomorrow. But until then, make sure you make the most of today.